Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey guys, it's Joe McGee. We're talking about heroes of faith. One of the greatest opportunities I ever had years ago was to teach chapel at a Christian school every day. And I had an opportunity to do that for 10 years. And people used to ask me where I learned the Bible. I said, well, I went through the Bible teaching chapel 10 times in 10 years. I went from Genesis to Revelation. I found a children's Bible storybook that still in print today, a hardback book, and it was incredible. And this lady had written a one-page modern English version of every major story in the Bible. So I went through that 10 times in 10 years. And so I went to a great Bible school, got two really good degrees, one theology, and I love the Bible. But people say, where'd you learn that? Did you learn that in Bible school? Nope, I learned that teaching chapel. And so I learned that God's good, the devil's bad, and people are stupid sometimes. And so this is one of my favorite things. And I tell people, where'd you get a lot of those stories? Well, I love the New Living Translation. And so I did this for my kids. It's called the Daily Walk Bible. You can get it in any Christian bookstore. The Daily Walk Bible, New Living Translation. It comes in a big paperback. And that's what I did when I taught my kids, my own personal kids. And then I used it when I taught chapel. So we're going to cover today. This is the coat of many colors. This is just a great, great, great story about Joseph. You got Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob settled in the land. And so this is where kind of Joseph sort of comes on the scene. And people don't really know the story very well unless you maybe gone to the play or if you've not read the Bible. So I'm kind of going to jump in chapter 37 of Genesis. So if you got a Bible, you can follow along with that. Genesis chapter 37, verse 1 said, Jacob settled again in the land of Canaan where his father had lived. So God's been trying to give the promised land to him for generations. They keep running off. And so it says, this is the history of Jacob's family. When Joseph was 17 years old, he often tended his father's flocks with his half-brothers, the sons of his father's wives, Bilhah and Zilpah. But Joseph reported to his father some of the bad things his brothers were doing. He was a tattletale. You have a kid that's a tattletale? Well, Joseph was a tattletale. Now, Jacob loved Joseph more than any of his other children because Joseph had been born to him in his old age. So what is it? Well, he's playing favorites. I tell parents, you can't play favorites, man. It's going to cost you. Now, Joseph's oblivious. He's the apple of his father's eye. His daddy just loves him. Now, he doesn't know that. He can't figure it out. He's just a young kid, and he just knows he's highly favored. And so Joseph loved him more than any of the other children because Joseph had been born to him in his old age. So one day, he gave Joseph a special gift, a beautiful robe. But his brothers hated Joseph because of their father's partiality. They couldn't say a kind word to him. And so you talk about sibling rivalry, man, it was deep. Now, Joseph's oblivious. I thought, Dad loved everybody. Dad loves me. He probably loves you. No, man, you thumb-sucking, you're a favorite, man. We don't like that about you. So it says this, one night Joseph had a dream, and it prompted, he reported the details to his brothers. Hey, guys, I had a dream last night, and it made him hate him even more. Listen to this dream, he announced. We went out to the field, tying up bundles of grain. My bundle stood up, and then your bundles all gathered around me and bowed low before me. Now, don't you know that went over big? They already hate his guts. Hey, brothers. Hey, older brothers. Hey, me and my special coat and the special of my daddy. I had a dream. You're dupes. And I'm somebody special. And that's basically what he was saying to them. So it says, so are you going to be our king? Are you? The brothers taunted. And they hated him all the more. Now, we've heard it three times. His brothers hated him. His brothers hated him. His brothers hated him. I mean, sibling rivalry, just bar none, man. It is the classic case of sibling rivalry. So they hated him all the more. Then Joseph had another dream. Well, he told his brothers about that. Listen to this dream, he said. The sun, the moon, the 11 stars all bowed down before me. This time, he told his father as well as his brothers. And his father rebuked him. What do you mean, his father asked? Will your mother and your brothers and I actually come and bow down before you? But while his brothers were jealous of Joseph, the father gave it some thought and wondered what it all meant. Soon after this, Joseph's brothers went to pasture the father's flocks at Shechem. When they had been there gone for a long time, Jacob said to Joseph, "Hey, your brothers are over at Shechem with the flocks. I'm going to send you to them." "I'm ready to go," Joseph said. "Well, go now and see your brothers and the flocks, how they're getting along," he said, "and then come back and bring me the word." So Jacob sent him away, and Joseph traveled to Shechem from his home in the Valley of Hebron. When he arrived, a man noticed him wandering around in the courtyard. "What are you looking for?" he said. "I'm looking for my brothers and their flocks," Joseph replied. "Now, have you seen them?" He said, "Well, yeah," the man told him, "but they're no longer here. I heard your brother said they were going over to Dothan." So Joseph followed the brothers to Dothan and found them there. When Joseph's brothers saw him coming, do you understand? They hate his guts. Here he comes, the boy with the pretty coat. Hey, we can see that coat way off in the distance. Hey, that's that thumb-sucking brother that got that pretty coat on. When they saw him coming in the distance, they made plans to kill him. Now, I told you that they hated him. Now they're wanting to kill him. You talk about sibling rivalry, man. It's deep. They hate him so bad, we're going to kill him dead. Here comes that dreamer. Here comes that dreamer, they started yelling. And said, "Come on, let's kill him. Let's throw him in a deep pit. We can tell our father some wild animal has eaten him, and we'll see what becomes of all his dreams now." But then Reuben came to Joseph's rescue. "Let's not kill him," he said. "Why should we shed blood? Let's just throw him alive into the pit. That way he will die without having any food or having anybody touch him." Reuben was secretly planning to help Joseph escape, then he would bring him back to his father. So when Joseph arrived, they pulled off his beautiful coat, and they threw him in a pit. This is normally used to store water, but it was empty at the time. So then they were sitting there, and they're sitting down to eat. Joseph's in the pit, and he's hollering, but they noticed a caravan of camels in the distance coming toward them. It was a group of Ishmaelites, traders, taking spice, balm, and myrrh, and to Egypt. So, Judah and the others said, "What can we gain by killing our brother? That would just make us guilty, have a guilty conscience. Let's take Joseph and sell him to the Ishmaelite traders. Let's not be responsible for his death. After all, he is our brother." And so his brothers agreed. So when the traders came, the brothers pulled Joseph out of the pit and sold him for 20 pieces of silver. You ever start reading about the silver again? They sold him for 20 pieces of silver. And the Ishmaelite traders took him along to Egypt. Sometime later, Reuben returned, but Joseph was out of the pit. When he discovered that Joseph was missing, he tore his clothes in anguish and frustration. Then he went back to his brothers and just lamented, "The boy's gone. What can I do now?" And then Joseph's brothers killed a goat and dipped the robe of his fancy robe in the blood, and they took that beautiful robe back to the father to try to identify him. So, well, we found the robe. We found your son that you loved so much and was your favorite, but he must have died. Something got him, killed him, and here's the blood. The father recognized it at once. "Yes, this is my son's robe. A wild animal has attacked and eaten him. Surely Joseph had been torn to pieces, and Jacob tore his clothes, and he put on sackcloth and ashes, and he mourned deeply for his son many days. All of his family tried to comfort him, but it was no use. 'I will die in mourning for my son,' he would say, then would begin to weep again. Meanwhile, in Egypt, the traders sold Joseph to Potiphar, an officer in Pharaoh's home. And so all of a sudden, we got the story. Joseph's a guy. He has dreams. He sees visions. He thinks he's special. He doesn't understand. I mean, most kids that come to families like this, they don't realize they're hated. I love everybody. Everybody loves me. No, they don't. Three times said your brothers hated you. Then your brothers plotted to kill you, and they didn't care what happened. They want you dead, man. You just that family favorite, and daddy likes you more than us, and we don't like you at all. And so all of a sudden, you go through this whole thing, and all of a sudden, Joseph realized something. Hey, what's going on? I'm in a pit. I don't have my pretty coat. I've been sold as a slave. And the next morning, he's off in a caravan as a slave going off to Egypt. He's never been to Egypt. He's probably wondering, man, where's my dad? I need to tell somebody. I mean, what have my brothers done? I didn't realize they hated me this much or this bad. Then dad finds out, and dad did love him. And he did wrong. He did play favorites. And man, he sackcloth and ashes. He's crying, and they're trying to, it'll be all right. You have other sons. No. And he refused to be comforted. He refused. And this just made everybody else even more angry at him. So we have a great Bible story that's going some great places. And we're going to pick it up the next time we come back. But here's what you need to know. Not everybody's going to like you. You know, Jesus said in the New Testament, people have hated me. They're going to hate you. What did I do so wrong? Nothing. The Bible says Jesus never sinned one time. Never. He never sinned. But when he came back out of the wilderness, came back into the synagogue that day, and he read the scroll, and he said, today is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Then he went back and he sat down in that Messiah's chair that nobody was allowed to sit in. He sits down in that chair and he says, today is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. He just realized who he was. Well, the Bible says for the first time in his 30 years on this planet, everybody loved Mary. Everybody loved Joseph. Everybody loved Jesus. Jesus owned the local Home Depot store. If you needed furniture, Jesus family made it. You needed a boat mask, Jesus family made it. He's just the local guy. And so everything was just going really good. But all of a sudden, man, life went south in a hurry. And everybody, man, they hated me. They tore my coat off of me. They sold me as a slave, and they tried to kill me. I heard them talking about it. And so all of a sudden, we're getting ready to run a great story now. So we're going to learn some things. God is always in control. I tell people, and that come up to me all the time, well, I didn't have a father. I didn't have a mother. And my daddy didn't love me. My coach wouldn't play me. My teacher wouldn't pass me. And everybody's got a sad story. Everybody hath the psalm, hath the hymn, hath the opinion. Every human has a sad story. But the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We can't have a testimony unless you've been tested. The Bible says the tests and trials come to everybody. Everybody's going through some kind of test trial. What we get to do is believe God. God said, listen, I don't care what's come upon you. I've already made a way out. Now, Joseph doesn't know it, but he's going to be one of the most famous people in the history of mankind. But he didn't know that. He's just trying to be his daddy's son. He's having some really wacky dreams. He's trying to share them. He's not keeping secrets. He is just pure in heart. He's just real innocent. And it makes everybody around him mad. So when Jesus came back to town, from being out in the wilderness, it said this, that they looked at him angrily. They were furious with him. They plotted to kill him. And so Jesus had critics. Jesus had enemies. He had people that wanted him dead. What did he do wrong? He never did anything wrong. He never sinned. But he had enemies. He had critics. He had people that wanted him dead. So Joseph's always been on top of Christ. What did he do wrong? Nothing. Daddy just liked him too much. And he's got the favorite coat. And his family wants him dead. And so what did he do wrong? Nothing. But God is the Redeemer. And God has the hairs of our head numbered and the days of our lives numbered. And God's getting ready to do an incredible miracle. We're going to learn a lot, guys. God bless. Thanks for listening today. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, JoeMcGeeMinistries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.